Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We're recording.
Recording. Hello, everybody.
Hey, guys. What up?
Welcome to Two Black Girls, One Rose.
Where two black-ass girls invade the whitest show on earth,
The Bachelor.
I'm Natasha.
And I'm Justine.
And we just watched the second episode of Peter's season. It is... a trying, I think this is going to be a trying season for me. I found myself doing many other things while watching that episode. Yeah.
You guys, I was really shopping. That date had me like, let me go on Boohoo real quick.
On Revolve. Look at their inventory real quick.
What would I wear on this date? Oh my lord.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be one of them seasons.
That's okay.
That's okay. Yeah, we'll get through it. Yeah. But yeah, the drama is light.
Yes.
The producers are searching.
Yes, indeed.
So when you can feel it. You can feel it. What were your initial thoughts?
Okay, first initial thought, McKenna and Hannah Ann are the new Cassie and Kaylin. They remind me a lot of them, too. I feel like
the same vibe.
Hannah Ann saying, like, I feel like both of us are in a good place is code for I feel like both of us are in the running for Bachelorette or minimum Paradise favorite.
Definitely Hannah Ann. McKenna. So the vibe I was getting was Hannah Ann is like Regina George and McKenna is like
Karen,
the fetch girl.
Or what was her name?
Whatever her name
Gretchen,
is.
Gretchen, whichever one.
Gretchen, yes. Yeah. Like her little side toady. Like the way that McKenna almost like looks at Hannah Ann and like almost like looks up to her. And I'm like, don't be looking up to her. You're literally the same age as her. Like, that was the vibe I was getting.
Yeah, for sure. So they are probably going to get on my nerves. Can't wait for McKenna to leave because that's coming soon. I can feel it. And then the other two have absolutely nothing to do with this episode, just prefacing. Anyone else, early email call out, email the number 2blackgirls1rose@gmail.com. Does anybody else follow Derek on Twitter? Because he seems very shady and petty. About every date, about all the girls. Yes.
Really?
Oh, my God. It's crazy. Derek. He's like,
I need to follow.
I just don't feel like a fashion show actually showcases a girl's personality or, like, their character. I'm like, oh, Derek.
He's still shady. He was never named The Bachelor.
He is. He is still salty because he is 33 and single and is ready to marry, you know, a nice girl like Natasha or... I feel like there's, like, no one else that's actually age-appropriate for him or maturity-wise. But that's fine. Right. You know, somebody like that. And, yeah, he's pretty shady about it. So anybody else who follows him, let us know if you get the shady vibes. And then I just want to clarify something. Because Natasha put up a fantastic meme earlier today, or this week, that caused some frenzy in the comments of our Instagram. Not frenzy, discussion. Yes,
on Instagram.
The 22-year-old getting married.
Which one was this?
Who needs to go
Oh, back on campus. All the college, the married college students came out the woodwork.
Married college students.
To say, I'm married and happy.
Yes. I've been married for eight months. And it's been, okay, all right. Let's get something straight right here, right now, today. 22 is not too young to get married, I don't think. If you're ready at 22, good. Be ready at 22.
If you're ready, go for it.
We're not in your life. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. What 22 is too young to do is to get to know someone. You can hear the quotes in my voice. Know someone in 6 weeks, competing with 29 other people to get married where the entire world is watching and criticizing your relationship. That is what 22-year-old is too young to do.
Yeah.
That is something that I think we want to clarify here. Because 22 years old, it's fine. We know, all know Becca M went and, like, did what she had to do. I know she knew her man for longer than 6 weeks, though. That's what I do know.
Yes. Her man in real world. Yes. In the real world. Yes. So, yeah.
You know? Yeah. You know?
I know. I still think 22 is too young, but I don't care what these people will say.
Right.
I've said it from Becca season. I want more for my 22-year-olds because I know how much fun I was having at 22 and how much of a full, rich 20s I've lived. And I want that for everyone. And I feel like you have your whole life to get married and have babies. If you're ready to do that, that's your prerogative. Go ahead and do that. I just want more for you. Like, I want you to live and just thrive and fill your full 20s before you sit down on the couch with some babies. That's just my opinion, my old 30-year-old New York City
opinion.
Yeah,
that's the other thing, too. I know I was raised in a very, like, sheltered household. I didn't really, like, get to do much between, like, 16 and 19. So some people did. Mm-hmm. Some people have already lived and been to the club and are sick of it and are done by the time like they're 22.
Yeah. To each their own. But yeah, definitely at that age, going on The Bachelor on television, competing against all these other women. We already see how Victoria F., who we will get to, but Victoria F. is like breaking down and has all these like insecurities and all this shit and like trying to find validation from this man that you literally just met last week. Like, come on. 32-year-old might be able to handle that. 22, I know what my ass was thinking about myself at 22. I would be breaking down on this show. So that's all I'm saying.
Okay. Well, those are my initial thoughts. What are yours?
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which you know is very important to me. But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helped me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
First, this isn't a thought, but I just, so 8 people went home last week, not 3. They only showed 3 people, which is why I was so confused. But actually 8 women went home last week. And what's funny, people are pointing out, was that all of the flight attendants were sent. Yes. I remember my little theory from the first episode, how Peter the pilot, he's probably already dated flight attendants, has been there, done that, probably has a thing, like a complex about it. And yeah, he sent all 3 of them girls packing on the first night. So other than that, other thoughts. So Peter's in love with Hannah Brown.
Stop.
They didn't have, I'm sorry, but they did not get any resolve in this episode. None whatsoever. They kind of ended the conversation dry, and he was like, all right, well, I'm going back to my contractual agreement. And like, that's it. He's not, I didn't get the sense that he is over Hannah and ready to date again, even though he is saying that to everyone. But it's just, I kind of kept that lens on the whole time I was watching the episode.
Right, yeah.
Like, he's really putting himself out there. He's going through the motions, but really, like, I still think he's in love with Hannah Brown. So, I don't know if anyone else agrees, but just a weird, there's a weird kind of like cloud over the episode, at least for me. But I mean, he still seemed to have fun with the girls, but I don't know. Just seems like that was still kind of hanging over everything for me. What else? I talked about this already with the champagne thing. They were really trying to search for some drama. I think, I mean, this was a very obvious producer orchestrated house drama.
Like, yeah.
Completely. They sent Hannah down, they sent Hannah Ann down to go drink that girl champagne. Yes.
Yeah.
Without that moment, it would have been a drama free episode.
It would have. Yeah. Except for Victoria.
It would have been completely drama free.
But that's it.
Crying. Other than that, we would have had nothing to watch really in this episode.
Wow.
Not a thing. So it just shows you how the producers, they're always just at work.
Always.
Always at work.
Always. Them storyboards are constantly just shifting.
Shifting, yes.
You see them with the whiteboards and like
an episode.
Magazine clippings. Yes, like, all move the lines. Here. Move that one here. What does she want?
Exactly.
What did she get when she was 6? What is she, motion sickness? What is this? Like,
moving all the strings around. Yeah, they like they foresaw an episode free drama and was like, we've got to create something tonight, and created this very simple champagne storyline that somehow created an episode. So that was interesting. And then, so this was kind of going with what I was saying with the 22-year-olds and being kind of young, going to this kind of crazy process. When I was watching Kelsey breaking down and then Victoria all sad and talk about she doesn't feel confident and all this shit. It just made me so happy looking back, personally looking back at like my dating life over my 20s. So I spent most of my 20s single, which means I had to find validation and self-love on my own. I didn't have a man around to tell me I look beautiful, whatever. I had to do all that pretty much by myself. And can happily say at this ripe age of 30, I feel very secure, very confident. And that was work I did on my own without, you know, a boyfriend around to do any of that. And I feel great now, like being with Nate. And I know I don't need someone to assure me or to validate me. And I just watching Kelsey and watching Victoria, like I can't imagine living feeling so unsure about yourself and then thrusting yourself into this process into a house of beautiful other girls who are gorgeous and there's like 3 or 4 who are prettier than you and forcing yourself into this house to continue to just look in the mirror and feel so unsure about yourself. Yeah. Like, I can't, I don't know how these girls do it. I pray for them because it could not have been me.
No, mm-hmm. me either. Yeah, I couldn't imagine, like,
and then
battling other women at, like, 23.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, she wouldn't have done
and
that.
Deep down, feeling, looking in the mirror and feeling, like, not good enough. Mm-hmm. And then mm-hmm. looking at the girl to your left and your right, and they are prettier than
yeah.
you.
Like,
yeah. you're, like, seeking attention and validation, and then this guy that you're all fighting over just to like look at you on the group mm-hmm, date mm-hmm, like mm-hmm. searching for little strings of hope, like ugh, it just I don't know, just washing over me like God, this seems like terrible.
Yeah, yeah,
put yourself through this and you are feeling and you're not a confident woman mm-hmm. and you're putting yourself into this situation to make you feel even more unconfident.
Yeah.
I don't know why these girls do this. It's all for the sake of, like, potentially finding love, but, like, throwing yourself to the wolves in the process. I'm, like, hoping you come out alive mm-hmm. and with a man on the other side. Mm-hmm. But most of these people just turn out more broken, it seems, on the other side, so.
Yeah. Especially the girls.
Especially on The Bachelor, like, the girls.
Yeah.
Like, they go through it, mm-hmm. so. Just a thought, just a sad, like, well, dismal
just,
thought.
And just a realization of, like...
And just a real... Yeah.
Yeah.
Of where
yeah.
I'm at, and then just seeing where these girls are at. Like, oof, yeah. Lord.
Got and where you were, do. Like, remembering, like, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And where I was, and how I got to this point on my own. And mm-hmm. these girls are here searching for confidence and all this stuff, and hoping for Peter to help them in that process.
Yeah,
whilst helping yeah. 29 other girls. Like, it just seems like such a big uphill battle for the girls and for Peter to try and help mm-hmm. them through. So, mm-hmm. oh, Lord. But those are my thoughts.
Hey, guys. That's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.